A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. We begin today reading in our first reading from the book of Genesis. And it obviously talks in the first chapter of the book of Genesis about the order of creation as well as the goodness of creation. God looked at what he had done and pronounced it good. What I'd like to do, though, is to link it to yesterday's gospel reading from Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. The Lord's first command, fiat lux. Let there be light. Light brought the beginning of the order out of that formless void and chaos. And after sin, the Lord says again, let there be light. And Jesus himself came as the light into the world. In our responsorial psalm today, it's talking about the Lord. You are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. Jesus, that light, came into the darkness that had entered creation because of sin and entered the human heart because of sin and caused that disorder. And when we think about the environment, which Pope Benedict has been talking about quite a bit, he talks not just about the physical environment, he talks about the human ecology, specifically our environment, into which we need Christ's light so much. And we see what happens when